Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're tuned in to another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. It is our prayer and desire that you are informed, that you become informed, and that during the course of the broadcast each day, you'd participate by calling 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you through to the studios, right to the microphone so that we can have dialogue and discussion on the subjects each day. It is our desire also to have you to worship with us at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old San Augustine Road, exactly 1 mile south of I-295. Our Sunday school Bible study hour is at 9:30 on Sunday morning, 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m., our Sunday worship times. We'd be delighted to have you participate with us. We met you on the air. We'd love to meet you in person in one of our services, even this Sunday. It's Father's Day. We're looking forward to a great day with the Lord in the study of His Word, speaking about fathers, and I pray that you'll come and be a part of the wonderful worship service here at First Conservative Baptist Church. Ladies and gentlemen, when we face issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. And I want you to understand that, because there's so much today that is based on philosophical rhetoric or an ideological position or someone's rites, rituals, rules, and regulations out of some aberrant denominational philosophy. But when we speak on this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues, we do so in search of making available to you the truth about issues that face us. God created the home, government, and the church. And so when we speak on any of those three categories, that covers the totality of Scripture. And Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed." That literally means you're true disciples. By continuing in the word. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The connotation there is, the indication there, if you continue in the word of God, you're showing to be a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in doing so, you'll know the truth, and the truth is the only thing that sets us free. And then Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to study the Word. Look at the Scripture. When you hear about issues or things or events or you hear messages, we're in a society today where a lot of voices, a lot of people hear messages or profess to be Bible messages. Study the Word. Analyze the Word. Be the Berean Christians to see if what's being said is true. And the only way we know that is by the study of the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about a subject today, the battle against God. The battle against God. And perhaps you've not noticed it. If you're saved, I'm sure you have. Most of our churches today are facing battles that we've never fought before since the church was founded, since the church originated. But yet we're faced with these battles. And for the most part, if it's a battle against you as a Christian, if it's a battle against the truth of the Scripture, ultimately the battle is against God Himself. But there's an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's domiciled in the state of Alabama. Most people know it as the SPLC. And it was developed a number of years ago with the idea of acting as an informant to inform the general public against hate groups. It touts itself as being the arbiter of truth, and in the arbiter of truth, they supposedly will expose those that are hate groups. For example, they've called the the Ku Klux Klan, a hate group, and that is correct. But then it has ceased to be an organization that has any, authenticity about it. It is an organization today, and it's made up of a group of attorneys. All of the attorneys who are involved in it are anti-Christian, anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-church. And this vicious organization has now placed some of the nation's most prestigious, most prominent, most godly Christian organizations on the hate list, as they call it. Now, I've got a handful of articles that I'll just read blurbs of in a moment. We may not even have time to go into the depth of it, but I'll try to get you to understand the dangers that's out there that's truly a battle against God. And the battle's being waged against churches, against Christian organizations, against those of us that stand for truth. Here's an article that says, the Southern Poverty Law Center is a hate-mongering scam. Subtitle of the article says, the Southern Poverty Law Center is not a legitimate arbiter of public discourse. It poisons public discourse for profit. And they give an example throughout the four or five, six pages in this article. Amazon, for example, has decided to pull the Alliance Defending Freedom. By the way, Alliance Defending Freedom is the organization, the pro bono Christian attorneys organization that just did battle with the Supreme Court for Jack Phillips, the cake baker, that ultimately, after about 6 years of doing battle, got to the court and he won the battle where the sodomites were trying to force him to make cakes for a sodomite wedding. So the Amazonist decided to pull the Alliance Defending Freedom from its Amazon Smile program, in which shoppers can send a portion of their Amazon purchases to charities. Why? Because the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled ADF as a hate group. And by the way, ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, they have, First Amendment focused organization. They've successfully argued cases in front of the Supreme Court seven times in the past 7 years SPLC, they're doing this because rakes in millions upon millions of dollars. And the latest tax filing found that the fund has an astronomical $432,723,955 endowment. They manage $200,000 to $350,000 annual salaries, plus perk packages. And writer in this particular article says the organization's decision to group the neo-Nazis, the Black Power groups, and the KKK chapters, people and organizations like they also include, by the way, listen, this Southern Poverty Law Center now includes as hate groups Senator Rand Paul, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, Alliance Defending Freedom, the Family Research Council, the Center for Immigration Studies, and the Muslim Reformer, which is Nawaz, which is a lady that came out of Islam, and she's now warning people of the dangers of it. She's now rated and categorized as a hate person, a hate monger, simply because she's taken a stand for truth and against the Islamic jihadist and what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, some of these groups, let me just go over them again. Family Research Council, they're compared to the American Nazi Party with the SPLC. Liberty Council, which is one of the nation's most prestigious Christian law firms that defends Christian churches and Christian organizations and ministers across the nation, and they do so pro bono. If you're wondering, that word pro bono simply means at no charge, no cost, free of charge. Then they're also listing as a hate group Acts for America, Bridget Gabriel. Acts for America is the nation's largest, most powerful voice for warning America and American governmental officials about the dangers of the Muslim Brotherhood and of all of the other organizations that are operated in America to undermine America and to overthrow it for Islamic purposes. Across America, Christians, Christian florists and Christian bakers and wedding planners, even Christians that stand against sodomite marriage and against the dangers of Islam, are now today being called and considered hate mongers. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, here's the focus. Here's the reason it's so astronomically dangerous. Most organizations in America down through the years have come to the place where if they want to know if it's a legitimate organization or if it's a hate group or if it's an organization that should be shied away from, they've generally gone to the website of this Southern Poverty Law Center, and they've searched that and decided, well, this group is bad, this group is good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That can no longer be done. The problem is, as this article states, the Southern Poverty Law Center is now a hate-mongering scam, and yet they're supposed to be revealing hate-mongers, or those that are haters, if you will, in society. May I remind us, the Washington Examiner said in their opinion poll, in their opinion place on the Washington Examiner, said the SPLC is a fraud and should not treat them as being responsible actors in the marketplace. Commentator John Stossel is not a conservative. He's a basic libertarian, a good man. But John Stossel in World Net Daily column said, and I quote, "They go after people on the right, that is moral, ethical Christians, with whom they disagree." So keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the Southern Poverty Law Center is an organization using the power of Mega Millions. In fact, Google recently donated 1 million. Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, all of these mega social media organizations have donated hundreds of millions of dollars to the Southern Poverty Law Center because of their stand, i.e., Google, Facebook, et cetera, those that own those operations that are far, far, far from embracing anything that we'd call moral, ethical Christianity or spirituality or morality today. And so therefore, they are pouring the hundreds of millions of dollars into the coffers of these race-baiting scam organizations, and in particular, the Southern Poverty Law Center. John Stossel further said, SPLC is now a hate group itself. It's a money-grubbing slander machine. Now, I couldn't have said it better myself than John Stossel's statement. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, all the evidence you need for why SPLC is not credible. This article says, 10 years ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center declared its mission to destroy the groups it opposes, groups that now include mainstream conservative and Judeo-Christian organizations. Did you get that? Let me read it to you again. Headline article. All the evidence that you need for why SPLC is not credible. 10 years ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center declared its mission to destroy the groups it opposes, groups that now include mainstream conservative and Judeo-Christian organizations. The SPLC's efforts to censor conservative speech on college campuses is receiving renewed attention after retired Vanderbilt professor Carol Swain wrote a Wall Street Journal column explaining how the SPLC smears impacted her own career. Ladies and gentlemen, all it takes for the SPLC to smear a career of an individual and or to list you as a hate monger or a hate organization is simply to be conservative, simply to be Christian, simply to honor God, simply to be in a position where you're not going to bend to bow or sway to the demands of the Sodomite pushers, and you're not going to bend to the Islamic jihadists. You're not going to bend to the group that says we think that it's right to murder babies in the womb. Those are the three major categories, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that will get you listed as a hate monger in the hate group itself known as the Southern Poverty Law Center. Here's an article that says, Center is a fraud. That's C-E-N-T-E-R, the Southern Poverty Law Center, is a fraud, and nobody should treat them as responsible actors. The SPLC continually lumps conservative advocacy groups in with the legitimate hate organizations, putting proponents of traditional family values in the same category as the neo-Nazis and the KKK. Now, if that's not evidence enough, I don't know what would convince you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to a broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can get directly to the microphone and join in this dialogue and discussion simply by dialing 401-1413, 401-1413. Today, we're talking about the battle against God, the battle against God. In fact, here's an article that says the SPLC selling hate. SPLC, based in Alabama, calls itself the premier group monitoring hate. Give us money, they say, and they will fight the hate that thrives in our country, end quote. I also believe in the center's mission. Well-meaning people still do so. Apple just gave them $1 million. So did Dr. Gregory Clooney. They shouldn't. Here's why. Alien Ally, Ali, that is the that grew up in Somalia. She's a young Somalian black woman that is traveling the nation, warning people of the dangers because she grew up in Somalia as a Muslim, and she suffered female genital mutilation. So now she speaks out against radical Islam. For that very thing, the SPLC now puts her on the list of dangerous extremist haters. Here's another one. Nawad was once in Islamic extremists. Then he started criticizing the radicals of Islam. SPLC labeled him now as an anti-Muslim extremist. They call Family Research Council a hate group because it says gay men are more likely to sexually abuse young children. So, ladies and gentlemen, the very bottom line is this group, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, has a gigantic, gigantic, humongous money machine that is out to steamroll over and crush any person or any organization that takes a stand for God, a stand for the truth of the Word of God, that takes a stand against the Sodomite movement, that if you take a stand against abortion, the murder of a human being in the mother's womb, if you take a stand against the Islamics that's trying to come in and destroy America, and any other area where you take a stand, if you're a cake baker, if you're a videographer you're a Christian, or if you're a florist and you're a Christian, they list you as a hate group or a hate organization or hate business. In fact, it's not just selling hate as they have done, but even people like Oprah Winfrey and Stephen Colbert takes turns mocking God, Jesus in the Bible. Recently, you know, GQ magazine said that the Holy Bible is not worth reading, end quote. Not many weeks ago, Joy Behart, as you know, on this vile program called The View, I call it The Vile View, made fun of Vice President Mike Pence for saying that he talked with Jesus. Behart said she calls this insanity. Christian students in schools and colleges are mocked and ridiculed and made fun of because of their faith. The media will attack a church when it stands against the Sodomite marriages and has a backbone to state such on its church's marquee. Yahoo, Twitter, Google, and other social medias, including Facebook, are now restricting or outright banning religious free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the battle against God. Now, you can call it the battle against the Bible. You can call it a battle against Christians and a battle against the church. All of that is encompassing and included. But in reality, it is these people, these organizations that are literally battling against God, taking a battle against the God, the creator, controller of the universe. Here's an article that says, Oprah Winfrey and Stephen Colbert take turns mocking God, mocking Jesus, mocking the Bible. And the article opens with the statement, Oprah Winfrey talks consistently about her relationship with God and says she's absolutely knows his voice when she hears it. Yet somehow, this woman, who claims to be a Christian, thought it was great sport to mock the trivial, mark as trivial, the very God who created her on national television over something like a run for political office. And she goes on and talks about she's going to talk with God and see if God talks with her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and literally says it in pun, making fun of God. Major article, by the way, of the title there, Oprah Winfrey and Stephen Colbert takes turns mocking God and Jesus and the Bible on The Late Show, about a 3-page article on that. If you don't have it, look it up, read it. It is frightening to see how many people follow these two people and how they are simply destroying anything that would call a love for God and love for God's word in their own image. They think that they're doing so as pun and fun, but it's actually a battle against God. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, Christian students, college campuses, and different levels of academia today, including junior and high school, are ridiculed for their faith. The media will attack a church if it takes a public stand against Islam. The media will attack a church if it takes a public stand from the pulpit or otherwise about Sodomite marriages or abortion. And yet these are issues, ladies and gentlemen, that's not political. They're not just social issues. They're not just issues that we could call societal issues. They're issues that are born right out of the Word of God. And as Christians, we need to learn how to take a stand. Yahoo, Twitter, and Google, and others, including Facebook, as I said a moment ago, are simply trying to restrain. They've used an algorithm that they have in place today that certain words will trigger it to prevent that from going through, or to in some way slow it down so that you cannot, others cannot read what you're saying in relationship to your challenges on what is being done in society. Free speech is involved. Yes, I understand that. And we've talked about freedom of speech and the religious liberties, the religious free speech that we have in our First Amendment. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes beyond that. It is a hatred, an animus for God. So why is all of this happening? What is the cause of the Christian church and God being hated and Christians being hated? What is the very cause of that that's taking place? Remember, Jesus warned us of this. In 1 John 3:13, he says, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you." That is, don't be frightened. Don't be afraid. Don't wonder why is this happening. And then Jesus said in John 15:18, "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Ladies and gentlemen, then that particular unit of thought, it's found in John's Gospel, the 15th chapter, the 18th verse and following. Let me read you a few of those verses. "If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." Verse 20 of that unit of thought, "Remember the world, the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." Ladies and gentlemen, that word "if" is what's called the first-class conditional clause in the Greek text, and it's better translated "since." Since they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Since they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very dangerous for us to think somehow, some way that the world's not going to hate us. In John 7 and verse 7, "The world cannot hate you, but me it is that hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil." The works that they're doing, the people that are hating God, hating the Bible, hating the church, including the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the group of attorneys that's making mega hundreds of millions of dollars on hate mongering. They are the ones that literally hate God. It is something that we ought to realize and recognize is taking place on a proliferating basis today in society. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, said, "And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's taking place today in society. We are, as Christians, we need to understand that persecution is our lot simply because the world hates Jesus, the world hates God and God's Word, and as a result of that, we become the punching bags, if you will. We become the literal physical embodiment of the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore the battle is against God being fought out in human flesh today. As believers, we must be salt and light. As believers, we're in a decaying, dark, and dying society. We must not be surprised when the world hates us. We must not be surprised when we are hated and demeaned and confronted by the left, the loose, likes, lost liberals of society today. Google is now rejecting Christian publishing over the faith, those that have faith experience. Here's an article that says, "Google rejects Christian publisher over faith." The article says Concordia Publishing House, they've been in business, by the way, quite some time, since 1869, as the official publishing arm of the Lutheran Church and the Lutheran denomination, but apparently the Christian content of its website, particularly an ad for an upcoming vacation Bible school, is too much for Google and Google AdWorks, the online advertising service. Google said Concordia CEO Bruce Kintz, in a Facebook post Monday, will no longer do business because of the faith we express on our website, according to the Federalist Report. And the thing that they are rejecting is that the Bible, they talked about Bible school and vacation Bible school, and that the Bible challenges sin in the world. Josh, I believe you're on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please. Josh, are you there? Evidently, we lost Josh. Josh, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes. Great program, as usual. I try to view what's going on in the world through the prism of the Scripture, and I see things falling into place, not falling out of place, even though from the human perspective, they're falling out of place, and there could be some concern. I try to force myself to say, no, they're really falling into place. Hallelujah and amen.
That's a good concept and a good view of it. I like that. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes, you there? We lost Josh. That's a good comment, though. It's all of the things and pieces and the parts are falling into place. That's a good comment. Ladies and gentlemen, we might look at it. We're looking at it from the earthly side. God's looking at everything from the heavenly side. And God, in his sovereign position, he's not lost control of what's happening in the world. And these things might take place, and they do. And as they do, they are horrific from the standpoint of the Christian. But remember, the text I read a moment ago, Jesus says that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We are servants of his. We are his. We are to be in his image and to serve him. And as we do so, the world's going to hate us. But ladies and gentlemen, as we see Google and Facebook and all of these others that are trying to some way filter your speech and mine, they're doing so. They're not doing that to the loose likes, left, lost liberals, but they're doing that to the Christian moral, ethical speech that's taking place today. And it's as a result of multitudes of people looking at you and looking at me as being hate mongers. However, may I remind us, many believers, many churches have, with Christian ministries, rather than facing the hatred from the world, they're buckling under the pressure to be like society rather than being like the Savior. How are they doing that? Churches are embracing homosexuality, although the Bible condemns it completely. Churches, denominations are bending for the feminist anarchists to be involved in the leadership of the churches, even though the Bible says it ought not to be. Churches and pastors are refusing to preach against homosexuality, alcoholic beverages, and the dangers of Islam. Even now, the Southern Baptist Convention bending to the feminist anarchist and the doctrine of Calvinism that I believe is going to destroy the denomination. And I'm saddened by that. But may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, through the move that's just been made in that entire denomination, it's embracing some parts of liberation theology, cultural Marxism, homosexuality is being embraced. The rejection of hell and the devil and eternal punishment is being rejected and walked away from by multitudes of denominations because they do not want to be considered hate mongers. But ladies and gentlemen, if we take a stand on the Scripture, we're going to be viewed as hate mongers, and truth always hurts. Ephesians 4:15 says that we are to speak the truth in love. God gives us the spirit of courage and power and not fear, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to face the issues, I pray that you will continue to pray for our churches today. In all of the denominations that are evangelical, those that believe the Bible, those that are conservative, sticking to the Word, hold them up before the Lord. Ask God to give us the strength and the wisdom to stand and to keep on standing as we preach the truth in love. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to tuning in and meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.